Please turn our Bible into the book of Romans. The book of Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, we will read verse 10. Alright, we will read from verse 10 to verse 12. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity, Lord, to be here. You allow us to serve you and you take care of us all the way. Lord, thank you for being our support and willing to be there for us whenever and wherever we go. Lord, thank you for such a good time here. Thank you for this church, Lord. Now, Lord, I pray that you would bless us with your wisdom as we learn from your word together, that we can encourage one another to serve you more, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. I would like to introduce all of you how we say hi in Thai. We already tell everybody in our class before we start the meeting today. How we do that, we put our hands together, and we bowed our head down, and we raise our head back up, and we say, Sawadee. Yes, and for our guys, we would say, Sawadee krap. And for girls, we say, Sawadee ka. And that's how we say hi in Thai. And Sawad is my name also, and that name means good. I thank my mom for that. You know, most Thai kids, they have nickname, you know, their parents would name them like animals, some name chicken, some name bear, some names, you know, and also fruit, you know, watermelons, orange, you know, all kinds of name out there. And I thank God that my mom picked this name. My name is Sawat Dasantat, and I'm here with my wife, Amanda, and our girls, Allie and Lexi, and our son, Lucas. We are sent by Central Baptist Church in Greenville, Tennessee. And I praise God that this church adopted me as a member of the church through my wife. I got saved in Thailand, and we came to America in 2013 and become the member of Central Baptist Church. And our pastor are fully support us and pray for us to go back to Thailand and begin our ministry there for the Lord. And I thank God for the opportunity to be here, Pastor. We met last year, and you know, it's very hard to contact a church through the phone. That's how I spent my time trying to get a meeting. I call about 100 churches a day, and at the end of the day, I would get maybe a few respond and get one meeting. I met Pastor Mike at FBT last year, and he said, we would love for you to be with us next year. And here we are. I praise God for that. And I'm looking forward to see what God have for us tomorrow and every other day. As you can tell, my name is Sawat Dasantat. You can say that it's unusual. And I have a difficult time living in America with that name. In Thailand, no problem. But here, when I order food or coffee, and they would ask me question like, sir, can I please have your name? I said, what? I said, no, sir, your name, please. I said, what? I said, okay, can we have your first name? I said, Sawat. And you can tell from just hearing, after hearing my name, you guys may say that you're not from here. And or my friends in Tennessee would say, you ain't from around here, you know. And that's even pretty struggle to me to, you know, now even, you know, trying to tell people my name, I have to kind of duck a little bit and say, you got it, right? Okay, you got it. Well, I thank God my wife gave me a middle name. My middle name is Marcus. Well, Thai people doesn't have middle names, all right? So she gave me middle name on purpose. Okay? So I have to make sure I understand what she said. So she gave me a middle name. And I'm thankful that those people out there in the restaurant doesn't call me first middle name and last name at the same time. But I thank God that I have a very supportive family. And she's willing to be there and serve the Lord with me in Thailand. And I'm thankful for my family. And even though many people may confuse how to say my name, but my God knows exactly who I am. What good about my God is that He worked on His people's heart many years ago. Missionary from Florida, his name is Ricky Salmon. The Lord put the burden in his heart for the people of Thailand. And he sold all that he had and moved to Thailand with his two boys and his wife. And be over there almost 30 years already. Started the ministry there. In the year of 2002, I get to meet him. And he's the one that led me to the Lord. See, even though I live in a country across the world, the Lord can work on someone's heart and chip them over there and begin the ministry for His glory. I come to the Lord through the English program where I can learn English through an American, which is, you know, you have to have a lot of money to go to school and study from the native speaking people. But I have this blessing from this church in Bangkok. And I went to their class, and that's how I heard the Word of God. But the first time hearing the Word of God was not present. I would say, is that the right word? It's not as good as I expect. Is this the Word of God? That was my question. His Word was pretty offended. I don't want to hear anybody to tell me how sinner I am. I know that I sin a lot. But to hear from the Word of God is just, how can I find a book like this that would tell me the truth of my life? And that missionary shared me the story of the Savior of the world. I came to know the Lord in the year of 2002 when I was 17. And I thank God that that missionary was not afraid to tell me the truth. And after that, he told me the good news, which I was searching for my whole life. And I found that truth from this book of the Bible. My wife got me this Bible in English when we moved here. And I wrote in the front of the Bible, the truth that set me free. Every time when I opened this book, I wanted to remind myself, if God could set me free from my sin, He can set other people free too. That is one of the my main goal, is that the whole country of Thailand will one day come to know the Lord as their Savior. Knowing that I am including in that wonderful word, that well-known verse of the Bible, John 3:16, that word, whosoever, the Lord including me in that word too. In this book of Romans chapter 3, Apostle Paul trying to explain to the Jewish people that is not the Lord will not only save the Jewish people. The Lord will also save everybody in this world. And that's why he explained there is none righteous. It's not about that you are Jews and you will be saved in the presence of the Lord. But Apostle Paul makes sure that all of us here on this earth get that blessing from the Lord too. In verse 23, Apostle Paul wrote on this book that said, "For all have sinned and come short to the glory of God." All of us, all of us are not good enough to go to heaven. When I read this word, I think about my life when I was a Buddhist. As a Buddhist kid, my parents taught me how to do good and how to be nice to every people around us, and how to take care of the things in our hands in a good way. And all the Buddhist people have been taught that there is a simple rule that they need to live their life to. Like, they have five don't. That if you can do that, you're good to go. You can have that ticket to heaven. That five rule, I cannot make it. I broke all of them. And you can see that there's also in the Bible too. That's pretty amazing. In Mark chapter 10 and in the Ten Commandments, that five rule is including don't kill, don't steal, don't commit adultery, don't lie, and don't drink. I broke them all. To know that my God, including me in the word, whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That blew my mind. It's like, really? I can get rid of my sin? No, I cannot get rid of my sin. The only one that can take care of that problem is the Lord. And as I come to know the Lord as my Savior, before that, I was a stranger. A stranger who don't know where to go. I have no goal in my life. Because I know that I'm a sinner, but how can I go to heaven? I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to live there forever. But God sent someone to tell me about that. And that person never quit trying to tell me the gospel of Jesus Christ, even though I said no more than 10 times. The heart that they have is strong, strong enough that they don't afraid to tell people the truth. I was a stranger, and when I come to know the Lord, I have a really good position in God's sight. I can call him Father. He adopted me as his son. We moved to America in 2013. All right. I am Thai, so I need to apply for a visa to come here. We've been trying to get a visa to come to America since we get married in 2010. And I tried for 4 years. They said no, no, no. Until the third time, they said, you can try immigrant visa. And I said, really? I don't want to be there forever. I want to come back and serve the Lord in Thailand. I said, if you want a visa to go to America, you need to apply through this way. Not non-immigrants as a tourist visa. You need to apply for a immigrant visa, which when we came to the state, they sent me a green card. I heard a lot about green card. And then I just wondered why they call green card. Maybe the color of the card or something. But I found that there's the one of the document that I have to sign my paperwork. They said an alien number. So, oh, okay, that's why they call me. That's why they call it green card, because it's, you know, alien. But I came and I got my green card. Now I'm an alien living in this foreign land, you know. And then I was like, so how long can I live in this country? And that green card allowed me to live in the country for 10 years. But you know what happened last year? The Lord allowed me to become another brave and free. In the month of August last year, I become an American citizen. And to know that I don't have to deal with all those paperwork to get a visa to come back for furlough, it's an amazing news. Now I have 2 passports. I can go back to Thailand, I can come back to America, no problem. But you know that one wonderful passport that I have because of the Lord Jesus Christ is the citizen of heaven, which I'm looking forward to be there one day. There's a song that we sang. Well, I heard that song when we moved here. It was an old hymn song. It's called Beulah Land. When I start hearing the first verse of that song, I miss my homeland. But then listen it further than that is that land is it's just a small joyful country that I want to go and, you know, telling people about the Lord. But there is the land up there that I'm looking forward to see. I'm kind of home sick for a country to where I've never been before. No sad goodbye will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. I miss that land. And it's beyond anything else in this world to serve the Lord and to know that He is your God and you can call Him Father. And I can say it today that Yahweh is my God. And looking forward to see many other souls in Thailand to accept my Lord as their Savior. When we move here, it's been almost 5 years now, and we start our deputation in 2016. In the month of July 2016, we started our full-time deputation, and the Lord bless us. Now we are at 65%, and we are looking for December this year that the Lord will allow us to go to Thailand. But during the time before that, the Lord allowed me to work for some company in America. One of them is John Deere. And I work through temp agency. And one of them is Walmart, distribution center. And I thought when we moved here, you know, the Lord would just give me a break because I don't speak English that good that I can communicate the Bible to them, you know. But then it dawned on me when I start the job at that company, at those companies, the people came to me and asked me, maybe because I look like a stranger, I look like an alien according to my green card, because the way I talk, it's like an alien language or something, but they can say, in Tennessee, all right, the same, you ain't from around here, so what brought you here? Okay, that's a good question, you know. Many times when we try to start our Lord's story, it's hard for people just to stand there and listen to you. But when they are the one that started, it makes it easy. So when they look to me and it's like, you doesn't look like us here. What brought you here? So I said, are you sure you want to hear the answer? So I started from before I got saved. While working with them at John Deere, I was assembling a zero-turn lawnmower. And at Walmart, I was a loader. So there's like an hour or two that I get to spend time with my co-worker, you know. So as I loading all the box into that trailer, and I talk to them about my life and my Lord. You know, as you throw in that box into that trailer, you probably have to check your products. that you got from Walmart, okay? Keep that. Because they keep sending it and we keep, you know, shuffling it in the trailer. But I had a great time telling the people about my Lord through my life and all the blessing that the Lord had been pouring into my life and my family. And I even tell them that, hey, we may not going to be here for that for the rest of our life. We will go back to Thailand and telling other people the word of God and the good news of salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I want to make sure before I quit the job that you know this news. What make it easy is that when we trust the Lord and know that what He can do, know His capability that He can do to people's heart and people's mind, it's like you leaving them out and people can see them. Hey, all of us here, we're not from around here either. We're not from this world. We're from up there. And if we live our life like we are from up there, they can ask you. They may not see things different according to the look of you, yours, or the language you speak or talk, but they will see how you live your life through all kinds of circumstances that the Lord allowed to happen to us. And they will be the one that stand in front of you and say, hey, how did you deal with that? And they would ask, what brought you to this point? And I think it will be easy for all of us to tell them our story between our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To telling people the good news of salvation is one thing, but to live your life through the truth of this Bible is a whole different level. We don't even have to try so hard to tell people the truth of the Bible if we live our life according to this word. Amen. They will come to us. They will be the one that knocked the door. We don't have to, you know, go out there, you know, and trying to. They make us feel like we're bothering them when we're trying to tell them the good news, you know. But when we see them a lot, we live our life, we spend a quality of time with them, we pray for them. Just watch and see what God can do for those people you love. Our God is an amazing God. In the book of Matthew chapter 9, let's turn our Bible to that book. Matthew chapter 9. Oh, sorry, Matthew chapter 13. All right. 13. Verse 58. And He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. There might be some people out there that is hard-hated and hatred, and they're trying to say anything. They already curse you and they say bad word. They don't want to hear anything that come out from our mouth. We might say, it will be a miracle that man come to know the Lord as his Savior, or that woman come to know the Lord as her Savior. It will be a miracle. Now, from this verse, we know the one that can perform miracles. Only belief can make a difference. The Lord went back to his hometown there in this chapter and trying to tell his people. But he didn't perform any miracle there because they did not believe him. And he didn't do anything that should show them his miracle. We call ourselves believer. We shouldn't have problem believing that our Lord can do whatever it takes for the people to come to know him. You see, I was over there in Thailand. Seems very far away, 9,000 miles from this country. And my God sent his people to tell me his story. And now I'm here. And I thank him that he let me do the exact same job that missionary is doing right now in Thailand. I'm thankful for that man who loved the Lord so much that willing to do anything for his Lord and the people that his God loves so much that he sent his son to die on the cross for them. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but has everlasting life.